USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Joe Biden is in some hot water thanks to his son Hunter leaving a computer to be repaired and never showing up to claim it. After the tech learned what was on it, it was turned over to the FBI. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The New York Post is reporting that emails reveal that Hunter Biden introduced his then-father, Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at Burisma Energy less than 1 year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. The evidence recovered from a laptop computer flies in the face of Joe Biden's claim that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign said Wednesday there were no meetings on his official schedules in 2015 with a Burisma board member. Both Facebook and Twitter have blocked the story from their platforms. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As we learn more about the hard drive that exposes Joe Biden's misinformation, reports are coming out that the hard drive in question has about 40,000 emails, thousands of text messages, lewd photos, and videos of Hunter himself. The whistleblower tells Fox News he wanted the computer out of his shop.
I saw stuff, and I was concerned. I was concerned that somebody might want to come looking for this stuff eventually, and I wanted it out of my shop. And the stuff were images, and the stuff was text emails.
The story, being blocked by Facebook and Twitter platforms, caught the president's attention at Wednesday's rally in Iowa.
These emails show that Biden's repeated claim that he has never spoken to Hunter about his business dealings were a complete lie, was a total lie. He lied to you over and over because he's trying to cover up a massive pay-for-play scandal.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
So, you decide to go hiking in Utah. Cougars are probably the last thing on your mind. Think again. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away! Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess, walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly 6-minute ordeal with the cougar, eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Wildlife experts say he did the right thing by yelling loudly at the animal and standing tall.
Kitty Kitty was probably hungry. Stargazers rejoice! The skies over the northern hemisphere will be a delight for the rest of the month, from meteor showers to a Halloween full moon and Mars in opposition. What that basically means is that Earth will be between the Sun and Mars. Erica Page with KBTX Television in Bryan, Texas.
Is that Mars is at its closest point that it will be to Earth until 2035. So we've got another little bit of time before that happens again, which basically just means it's going to look really bright in the nighttime sky. Viewing tonight looks to be perfect.
Opposition began on October 6th when Mars was only 38.5 million miles away from the Earth. The Earth averages 93 million miles from the Sun. Also, one of the largest meteor showers of the year is right around the corner, as Earth is passing through the debris field from Halley's Comet. The meteor shower is visible tonight and peaks on Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.